Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online. The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show.
Welcome back to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the
the planet. We are live here in sunny California. Today is the first day of fall, and it feels that way, too. We want to welcome all the listeners back. We want you guys to sit back and relax here tonight. It is one of my favorite nights, Celebrity Tuesdays. We got some amazing guests and amazing segments, so you all can go and check out more, thenickyrichshow.com. You can also log on to our official social media pages, which are the at Nicky Rich Show LA, as well as at Miss Nicky Rich. So if you go there, you can see what's going on right now. And if you're tuned in, we will shout you out live on air. Make sure you call in at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. And just so you know, recently started and we're excited about. And this is all brought about as far as branding. You know, we always say we're branding and we're succeeding by branding others, you know. That's the key, and the only way we can do it here is, you know, just to start it here at the Nicky Rich Show. So I know a lot of people say, oh, well, why you got this host academy? This is why. So we can show you guys that we are branding amazing businesses. And if you want to be a part of the show, you can as well. All you got to do is email us, thenickyrichshow@gmail.com. We're excited to just definitely bring aboard AZ1 Promo. We will be interviewing them tomorrow, getting ready for the Nicky Rich Show on Wednesday. So we're pumped up about that. Be sure and tune in tomorrow. We got Savetta McDowell with Seek to Learn 36, which is your voice radio. So make sure you tune in to that as well. And we're making changes with the Nicky Rich Show segment. So if you're following along, you might listen to a show that you normally hear every single week. You know, some of the shows are now bi-weekly, so you just got to stay tuned and keep in contact with us and go to our website. We're going to have all that information for you. Also, if you are a music artist, an actor, entrepreneur, and you want to be a part of the show, be sure and email us once again, thenickyrichshow@gmail.com. Once again, thenickyrichshow@gmail.com. We thank you again, everybody, for rocking it out tonight. We're going to go to some more music here. We got also known, not only is that, we got music, but we have commercials as well. So if you want to bring in your business and get that exposure, that expansion, we're here for you, you know, and you can do it here at the Nicky Rich Show with bringing that music in. But right now we're going to go to Ariana Grande, Nicki Minaj, and Jessie J, Bang Bang. Bang, bang, bang.
Wow, that's Katy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. Give it up for Katy Perry. She's arrived in a Lamborghini. What a way to make an entrance. Katy Perry, just last year, she was performing Roar on the VMAs. Closed the show. Seemed like she has a guest. But Katy, come up here. Come up here, Katy. All right, we got something special planned for Beyonce also later tonight to honor her. MTV and Verizon are creating a live fan tribute. Check out what's been pouring in as Katy comes up here.
We're both stand a plate, and somehow you go astray. We went from nothing to something, like in a loving. It was us against the world, and now
loved you so much and now I just hate you. Feeling stupid for all the time that I gave you. I wanted all or nothing for us, ain't no place in between. Might be me believing what you say that you never mean. Like it'll last forever, but now forever ain't as long. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be stuck singing this song. You were different from my last, but now you got a mirror. Then as it all plays out, I see it couldn't be clearer.
You used to be something for me, but now you wanna be set free. This is the web that you weave. So baby, no rest in peace.
It's all over with now.
I'm gonna love you until you hate me.
Right.
And I'm gonna show you
so much
what's really crazy. You should've known better than to mess with me harder.
It's all over with now.
I'm gonna love you like a black widow, baby.
Love you until it hurts. Just to get you, I'm doing whatever works. You ain't never met nobody that'll do you how I do you. That'll bring you to your knees. Praise Jesus, hallelujah. I'ma make you beg for it, plead for it, till you feel like you breathe for it, till you do any and everything for it. I want you to feed for it, wake up and dream for it, till it's got you guessing forever and you leave for it. Till they have a kiss, get a check on your mind and it's nothing but me. On it. Now it's me time, believe that. If it's yours and you want it, I want it. Promise I need that. Till I'm everywhere that you be at, I can't fall back or quit. Cause this is a fatal attraction, so I take it all or I don't want shit.
You used to be thirsty for me,
right.
But now you wanna be set free. This is the web that you weave. So baby, now rest in peace.
It's all over with now.
I'm gonna love you until you hate me.
Right.
Black Bottle Boss Ricky Rose. Right now you locked into the hottest DJ in the city. Here's my new single, Elvis Presley Boulevard, featuring Project Pat from my new album, Hood Billionaire. Huh. Let's get it.
Look what the girl did to me. She done cut me off from a good love. She told me that those days were gone. Now I'm sitting here going half crazy. 'Cause I know she still maybe we were moving just a little too fast. But what we've done, we can't take it back. Now I'm sitting here halfway crazy, 'cause I know she still thinks about me too.
When we in Miami, the pillows Versace, the sheets of Versace, I just want a Grammy. I've been so quiet, I got the world like, what the f*** is he planning?
What?
Just make sure that you got a backup plan, 'cause the mic come in handy. Started a label, the album is coming September, just wait on it. This year I'm eating your food and my table got so many plates on it. Hunted his TV at my house, I sit back like, damn, I look great on it.
Damn, I look good.
I do not f*** with your new bitch, don't ask for my take on it. Speaking of lingo, man, this for my that trap out the bendo.
Bendo, bendo.
This for my that call up a nano to move a piano. But you're no feeling, 'cause business is business, it's strictly financial.
Business.
I'm always the first one to get it, man, that's how you lead by example.
I got it.
Versace, 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 Versace,
Versace.
Word in New York is indictment, and high schools are calling me poppy.
Ooh, ooh.
I'm all on the low, take a famous girl out with it, no paparazzi.
Flat, flat.
I'm trying to give Halle Berry a baby and no one can stop me.
Versace, 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 whoa. Versace, 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 Versace,
Versace,
Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace, Medusa head on me like I'm Illuminati. I know that you like it. Versace, my neck and my wrist is so sloppy. Versace, Versace, I love it. Versace, the top of my Addis. My plug is Zangatti. He give me the dozen. I know that they mighty.
Shawty shirt, Versace.
Versace.
Yo, one in on my pockets.
Damn.
She asked me why my draw sealed. I told that bitch Versace.
What else?
Cheetah print on my sleeve.
What else?
But I ain't never been in the jungle.
Nah.
Try to take my set. Better run with it. It don't thump. Versace.
Versace.
Versace. Versace. Versace, Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace, Versace, Versace, Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace,
Versace, Versace,
you can do chewing,
I do it,
Versace,
I
do
you
it.
Got the Honda,
you do
I
it.
Got the Mazda,
I do
you
it.
Smoke the mid,
you do
smoke
it.
Inside it,
I do
I
it.
Set the trend,
do me.
Stop it. Cooking the dope like I work at Hibachi. Looking and watching, blah, hot like some taxi. Come to my room, my Versace. When I go to sleep, I drink Versace. Medusa. They wish it, they knew you. They copping the jewelry, missing the Louis. I'm not black, this better exclusive. That's right, shirt like I'm turning the tag.
Versace,
I'm beating the pack on me, Mike.
Well,
not a you, they copy. I'm my closet, Versace, Versace.
They look like the pussy. Come cold and sipping Versace. I'm pumping them bands in my pocket. You know they don't like it. I'm drained up and gold, but no Pharaoh. Rock a handcuffs, that's Ferragamo. Bridge by the boat, overload. I think I'm the done, but no Rocco. This the life that I chose.
I told
out the store, can't go back no more. Versace my clothes while I'm selling them bold. Versace took over, it took out my soul.
Versace,
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 Versace.
We're rocking it out. It's the Nicki Rich Show live, getting it in here. This Celebrity Tuesdays. We got special guests in the house. I'm excited. We're just moments away. Upcoming Miss Soya Brock, getting body with Soya. So we want everybody to stay tuned, keep it locked. We're playing that music from the independent artists to the major artists. We're rocking it out here right before our segment. I do want to let you guys know that the Nicki Rich Show, we're excited about what's to come. We got coming up, we have solidified and confirmed that we will be going to Europe, and there will be a Europe spring and summer tour with the one and only Miss Gloria Chrysler. So we're looking forward with that. And Miss Gloria, she is the founder of Black Tie Elite Magazine. One of the founders of that. So we're pumped up about that. And we want everybody to stay tuned and keep it locked with us as well. We also confirmed that we here in L.A. have a station as well. And we have solidified that. And so we're excited. So if you are, we're looking forward to that. So if you are a makeup artist, if you are a videographer, and you want to come out and have fun with us in L.A., come out too. We can get you all the details. You can email me, thenickyrichshow@gmail.com. Right before we get to our segment, we're going to play some more music, and this is for you guys, Miley Cyrus, Wrecking Ball. Let's keep it rocking. It's the Nicki Rich Show. Let's get it.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love. No one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can never lie, running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never.
Came in like a wrecking ball.
say, I just walked away. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball.
Like, nigga, it's nothing. Face of a model, cheese is right. Independent and sexy. Hello, everybody. Good evening, and welcome to the segment of Get Bodied with Saoya Brock. I am your host, Saoya Brock. We welcome you all this evening to the Nikki Rich Show. And tonight I have my special guest, so I'm definitely excited about that, to go ahead and interview my guest. So just a brief, everybody knows that I'm the owner of Sensual Elegance Body, and of course every Tuesday evening I always have a 20% off special, so you guys can definitely follow me on my Instagram, SENELEBODY. Click the link in the bio if you want to get waisted, your waist trainers, body shapers, definitely go ahead and get that. The code for this evening is SEB20, so you can get the 20% off, and that sale will end at midnight. And as always, my intro song, of course, G-A-W by Lamise, which is Cali's own CEO of Mafioso Music, Fashion, and Film. Definitely shout out to him for the intro. This evening, we're going to go ahead and give our sponsors for the show. We have Sheraton, Toyota, Renegade Revolt, Avnio TV, Body by Gwen, Power 104 FM, and, of course, my business, Sensual Elegance Body. So this evening, you guys, you can follow me on my Instagram, again, SENELEBODY. Also, you can follow my management page, which is Zune Management, ZHOONAYMNGT. You can also follow me on Twitter. Tweet me. Let me know you're listening. You can follow me on MSBEANS3, so that's Miss Beans 3. And on my Facebook, Saoya Brock. Of course, you can always go to any of Miss Nikki Rich, the Nikki Rich Show LA, whether it's the Twitter page, Facebook, Instagram. You can find me on any of her pages, and as well as any of the other hosts of the Nikki Rich Show. So I really want to get into this segment, you guys. Everybody knows that my segment is about health, fitness, wellness, and I try to bring anything, you know, to the show, you know, that's based around that. So I have a very special guest tonight that I'm really excited about interviewing, only because I do know him, you know, personally, and I remember his stages of him getting to where he is today. So without further ado, I am introducing a friend of mine. He is the International Federation of Bodybuilding's NCP Masters National Championship winner, Brian Hubbard. Everybody, I want to welcome Brian to the show. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how you doing, Zahari? How you doing?
I am doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on the show today.
I'm excited. I'm glad that you were able to come on the show. So we definitely want to shout out So Cool Al and everybody. You've heard me shout So Cool Al out before. A good friend of mine, an indie artist that is the bomb. So definitely we all know each other. He let me know what Brian had been doing since I last talked to Brian. And he was like, you got to get him on the show. So I was like, oh, my God, he won a championship. Like, he did it. He did it. So I was like, I gotta connect with him, gotta get him on the show. So tell everybody the titles that you have, like let everybody know what your title means and the type of competitions, you know, that you're in.
Okay, well the title that I've was so blessed to accomplish in July of this year was again IFBB Pro, which is again International Federation of Bodybuilding. And basically it's just the highest level or one of the highest levels you can reach in the bodybuilding industry. Basically, the category that I compete in is called men's physique. Basically, it's a male athletic category, which is targeted for men who prefer to develop more of a muscular athletic tone as opposed to the massive tones that you normally see in bodybuilding. And then basically, within the category that I'm doing, the judges kind of look for proper shape, symmetry combined with muscularity and overall conditioning. So basically, it's a competitive edge between myself. You kind of compete on a local level, and with top finishing in the top one or two, you go to the national level. And you know, as I again say, blessed to accomplish my IFBB Pro status back in July.
Okay, that's what's up. Go, Brian. I am so proud of you because, like I said, I remember, you know, when we used to be at work together, we're gonna put it out there. We used to work together, and
go.
Brian used to sit by me, and Brian used to always bring like these different types of foods, like stuff he was eating. And I'd be like, Brian, what is that? Like, why are you eating that? Like, what's going on? And then, you know, a lot of people, you know, they eat clean, they eat healthy, they do certain things because, you know, they're training and they're working out. And one thing about vision, when it's ever something that it is that you want to do and it's your vision, you know, what do? We post pictures. We post pictures of what we're trying to do, what we're trying to be. And Brian always had his pictures up. Brian had his bodybuilder pictures up, you know, and it's crazy because now it came to pass. Like, your vision, what it is that you wanted to do, you know, you did it. You're doing it. So definitely I'm so proud of you, and I commend you, you know, for that, and definitely teasing you about the type of foods and stuff you used to eat at work. But I get it. I get it now. I definitely get it now. So my next question for you, what other type of competitions have you been in that led you up, you know, to the competition that you actually just won?
Well, actually, the standard requirement is to do what we call novice local shows in your state. In that particular type of genre, you have to at least finish in the top three or top five, depending on what they're looking for on the categories in that particular competition. From there, you're able to qualify to compete nationally. And then so on in July, I competed nationally in Pittsburgh, where I won my IFBB pro status by finishing first among my class.
Okay. All right. So my next question for you this evening, what besides me, you know, kind of seeing, like I said in the beginning, what you were doing in the beginning, but for everyone who may have seen different bodybuilding or they haven't seen it, but they, you know, just see pictures and, you know, things like that, because social media is like the biggest, you know, thing for a promotion and, you know, just kind of seeing stuff. What type of training, you know, do you do, not only just the eating, but as far as, you know, getting your body prepared for something as a competition in bodybuilding?
Well, as you were just stating before, it definitely involves, in regards to the eating, it's a very intricate diet process involving eating at least 7 times a day, a well-balanced carb to protein ratio, depending on what I'm trying to accomplish. Also, it involves a direct regimen, a 6-day regimen of resistance training and a lot of cardio.
Okay. All right, now, my question, did you have a personal trainer that helped you? Because you were supposed to train me. You done got big, so, you know, you can't train me no more. But, you know, what? Besides the fact that you are a good trainer, did you have somebody that helped you?
I'm glad you asked. Even though I had some very detailed knowledge of how to change my body, I was blessed to have one of the top trainers, I think, there is. His name is Rock Shabazz, Rashid Shabazz. He's actually a former Olympia competitor himself. And he's the one that really enlightened me and saw the true commitment that I had and was able to change my body into something that I couldn't imagine it become. So I think in any time you want to enter into something like this, you need another eye, another professional eye. So, again, like I said, I was able to be blessed by Rock Shabazz, my trainer.
Okay. All right. So, everybody, that's Rock Shabazz. Now, is he, because me and you both are here in Atlanta, was he in Atlanta or did you have to, you know, go somewhere else to be able to train with him?
No, good question. Actually, he is in Atlanta. He's actually in the Alpharetta area, so he was near where I was presently working. So his location is out there in Alpharetta, Georgia. He has his own gym, so I was able to train with him at least 6 days a week, between 5 and 7 in the morning. And, again, he detailed my diet, just told me all the important things to help my body grow and to be as competitive as I can to achieve, again, what I was able to achieve which was the IFBB pro status.
Okay. All right. So with your current championship win, what's next for you, like, in fitness and bodybuilding? Since, you know, is there anything else that, you know, you're shooting for to achieve?
Well, I'm glad you asked. currently what I'm doing now is preparing myself to compete in my first pro show, which is won't be until February of 2015. So myself and my trainer, Rasha Baz, are coming up with a game plan, the process, because, again, the process usually takes about 12 to 16 weeks to prepare yourself for a show. So what we're doing now is putting in what needs to be done, what the judges are looking for, and to see what the plan is to reach that goal. So, again, my idea is to compete into my first pro show somewhere around January, February. And what happens is you need to earn qualifying points by finishing within the top five to get on the ultimate stage, which is the Olympia stage, being the best in the world.
Okay. I know that's right, best in the world. All right. When you get too big, don't forget about me now.
No. Never forget my friends. Never forget my friends.
Okay. Okay, so for anybody, you know, who may be interested in bodybuilding, because, you know, I see a lot of different pictures and videos and stuff. I've come across different channels, you know, who actually do a lot of the bodybuilding and stuff like that. There's a lot of women who do it, and there's a lot of men who do it. So the type of competitions that you've been in, are they usually, like, I know you have to travel, things like that, but where have you actually had to travel, and, you know, what you've put into it, you know, to be able to get into these competitions?
First thing, it starts on the lower level part of it. Basically, first, your commitment. You have to commit your time. Secondly, it's money, it costs. First of all, you've been eating seven times a day. That's a lot of food. That's a lot of groceries. Then also that you have to. There's several shows which call NPC, which is the National Bodybuilding Committee. They have standard shows within Georgia. There's about five or six shows throughout the year. They're called qualifying shows that you must get involved in order to even just qualify yourself again to become an IFBB pro to get on the national stage. Again, then within that organization, there's still about seven or eight different states. Including Pittsburgh, Missouri, Kansas City, Dallas. There's different states that also have what we call national shows where you can earn your IFBB pro status by finishing first or second in your class.
Okay. Now, there's something unique about you. What's unique about you is you have a twin, right?
I do. I sure do. Identical twin.
Okay.
By the way, as a Steph, he's also going to do his first show next year in New York. So he's following the suit.
Right, and that's what I saw. I was like, oh, my God, and it's crazy because I remember you mentioning that you had a twin, and then it just kind of lost my mind. So when I was going through your Instagram, I was like, that's right, like Brian did have a twin. And to see, you know, some of your pictures with the pictures, you know, that I've posted promoting this evening show, you know, that I seen that your twin was also holding, you know, an award. So what level, you know, is he in? Because I see that this is something that you both do, like, which is a cool thing to have a family member, you know, to be able to share, you know, a like as this, but not only just being your twin. Like, what level, where is he at right now?
Well, he's actually at a novice level. The actual trophy he was holding was one of mine. I had won two trophies that evening, so he was just holding one of my other trophies. But no, definitely he has a passion for this particular genre of business as I do. We both have this passion for fitness as far back as we remember, and he's also a personal trainer in New York. So right now he's at the beginning stages. He has not yet competed in his first novice show, but again, that's coming up in January in New York where he lives. And from that point, you know, I'm going to help him and guide him and give him whatever he needs to, you know, become successful as I have been in this sport.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. So, again, I definitely want to congratulate you on everything, you know, you've been doing. And I know that you're going to go full throttle with it because, you know, you're already doing it. So there was a picture, and I was so glad that you posted it, and I, you know, reposted it as well. It was a before picture, before you started, you know, getting your body together, and then the picture of you being on stage. So when did you decide, not just as far as fitness, but when did you decide, like, you know, I want to body build. I just don't want to get my body together to be healthy. Like, this is what I want to do. Like, what clicked for you to even want to just go further with this?
Well, actually, like I said, honestly, I've always had the passion for fitness and everything around the idea of it. But bodybuilding really was introduced to me by my trainer, Roxa Bass. He saw, you know, when I first walked into his gym, you know, I told him, hey, look, I just want to get in shape. I'm not sure exactly what else to do. I feel stagnant on my diet, things of that nature. I need your assistance. So he said, okay, and he began to transform my body. And what he saw in me was the drive, the intensity, and the commitment that I had to be successful in the sport. And he just kind of brought it up to me and said, hey, man, would you like to get involved in this new category of bodybuilding called Men's Physique? So I went to my first show, enjoyed it, fell in love with it right away, and began to say that's what I wanted to do. And I wrote it down on a piece of paper saying that my goal is to be on stage within a 5-year period. I was going to become an IFBB pro, and I was able to accomplish that.
That's right. So you heard that, everybody. Not only do you put pictures of what you want to be, because a lot of us women, you know, we do that. And a lot of people may think that that's weird, but it's really not. I mean, I've even heard, you know, Oprah talk about it. You have to write stuff down on paper. I used to be a teacher, and that's one of the things that I always do. And even Nikki Rich, like, she tells me when I send her, you know, my layouts of my shows and what I send to, you know, the people that I'm going to be interviewing, I have to write stuff on paper. I don't care how much technology is out right now. I have to write my stuff out on paper. Anything it is that I want to do is something that just connects in your mind when you write something down, because you've written it down, you've read it, you've seen it, and it's been embedded in you when you do that. A lot of women, they make, you know, wish boards. And they'll take, you know, cardboard, you know, and they'll just, you know, glue different things of stages of, you know, what they want to do, the beginnings, how to get there. Definitely you want to get out and you want to move and, you know, position your thing it is that you want to accomplish. But definitely writing stuff down and you know, making some type of wish board that you can see, you know, all the time. Because whenever you get discouraged, which we do, we get discouraged a lot, you know, people around us, if they don't understand your goal, what it is you're trying to achieve, you're going to hear a bunch of negativity, you know. But when you're able to look at stuff and you're able to go back and just visualize where your mind was when you wrote that stuff down, that's what pushes you and drives you, you know, because it's on paper. It's like written in stone. Like, this is what I said I was going to do in 5 years, and I need to do that. And we a lot of us need to do that, and we don't do it. A lot of people just kind of jump into stuff, and then they crash. They crash because there really was no preparation. There really was no major plan on what it was they wanted to do. So I definitely agree with you and commend you, because you wrote down your 5-year plan and you accomplished that. Now let me ask you this. With your 5-year plan, did it take you the 5 years, or did you accomplish that before that?
Good question. Actually, I accomplished it within 3 years. So it took me three years to accomplish it. And like, just to piggyback off of you saying, you have to envision what you want to accomplish. You have to see it almost as if it's already been done. So therefore, when you run into those pitfalls and those obstacles and things that kind of set you back, when you look at it on paper, or when you envision it, when you see it in front of you, it reminds you, it motivates you to continue on. And that's what I did in accomplishing my goal.
Exactly. I definitely agree 100%. So, again, with my show, you know, it's definitely about, you know, health, wellness, fitness. My last show, I threw a different kind of spin on my show, and I actually loved it. I enjoyed it. So I asked everybody, and just depending on, you know, what they do as far as fitness and wellness and things like that, I asked everybody the same question. What does being healthy mean to you? That's my question for everybody.
Okay, well, actually, what being healthy means to me, being healthy involves creating a balance between your physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. In short, for me, it's about living a standard where I do the best with what I've been given and constantly strive to do more and be the best that I am. That's my focus. That's how I look at with healthy being healthy means.
I definitely agree, and that's definitely a great answer. I like I said, I ask everybody that question because I like to hear everyone's answers because we all, you know, everyone has something with what, you know, what healthy means to them. And I like the mm-hmm. answers that I get from my guests because healthy, you know, when people hear healthy, we're kind of just programmed. You know, we immediately think, okay, eating good, you know, eating healthy, you know, that's what it means. But with my name of my business, Sensual Elegance Body, it's body because our bodies as a whole, whether it's inside and out, you know, that's what being healthy is about. It's not just about one thing, even though, you know, I sell the women's and men's, you know, waist trainers. It's not just about your waist. I'm not just trying to get, you know, everybody snatched. If people go to my Instagram or my Facebook or mm-hmm. whatever, I make videos. I talk about, you know, eating clean. I talk about, you know, going to the gym, just getting up, you know, moving around. And then, like I said, my last show last week, it was a spinoff about, you know, being healthy with your money and money management and things like that because it's so much to make us not healthy. You know, right. So much, you know, whether it's relationships, whether it's financing, you know, anything that can make us stressed out, and that's what health means to me. You know, we have to be healthy inside and out, no matter what is going on, and definitely give it up to God because, you know, he's the one that's supposed to worry and take care of everything, not us. We'll live a lot longer, you know. And I tell people my story, you know, with my grandmother being as old as she was, she died at almost 100, but she died of natural causes. And to me, that was just a wake-up call as I started getting older. It wasn't necessarily me wanting to change the way I was eating and getting in the gym, which I do that. But it was just as a whole, like, it's so much stuff going around right now. So many people are dying of so many things that just as an overall, I wanted to be healthy. As an overall, I want to just go. When I go, I just want to go. I just want to go in natural causes. Let me go. I don't want to go, you know, living my, you know, I got a birthday next month. I'll be 43. Nobody believes me when I tell them that, but I will be 43. And I don't want to live in my 50s and 60s, you know, popping a bunch of pills Monday through Friday just to get me, you know, through the day because of whatever complications that I may have had, you know, through my younger life. You know, I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't believe in it. I don't condone it. I don't want it around me. You know, just things like that. I've always been, you know, been that type of person. I'm really, really strict about, you know, cigarettes and things like that, you know, intaking a lot of drinking and everything. Of course, we can do things in moderation, but you don't want to do things where you're abusing it, and that's with anything, you know, just eating food, like, period. You don't want to do things in moderation, and a lot of people, they don't consciously think about the things that they're doing now because they're living in the moment of how that's going to affect you when you get older. I used to be a nursing assistant. I was a nurse. I worked in nursing homes. So I know what it's going to be like when you're done, when you've gotten to that age. And, you know, there are ways that you can prevent a lot of situations, you know, when you're older. I never saw my grandmother take any type of medication. She was able to continue through her years to maintain and take care of herself until it was, you know, time for her to just go on to heaven. So that's how I want to go out. So definitely I try to just mentally try to get people, you know, prepared for if they're wanting to lose weight or, you know, if they're wanting to, you know, just change any type of living habits or, you know, feel good about themselves because it is mental. A lot of times, you know, a lot of people just are not happy. They're not happy about the way they look. And when you're not happy about the way you look, it shows. It shows in everything you do. It shows mm-hmm. at your job. It shows with your relationships. You know, you just kind of isolate yourself. And then that, you know, causes depression and then a whole lot of other things. So I love when people send me emails. You know, I go through so many emails and I talk to so many different people. And just to hear them say that I was an inspiration, I was a motivation, I can't even express how that makes me feel because I'm just me. You know, that's how I look at it. I'm just me, you know. So the things that I do, if it can help anybody, you know, feel better about themselves and to feel healthy, you know, whatever healthy may mean to them, you know, that's what healthy means to me. It's just an overall in and out, and I want everybody else to feel that way. So that's why I do what I do, and I'm glad to have this platform to be able to talk to people and to have other people come on the show that have their outlooks and what it is to be a healthy is to them. So I definitely thank Nikki Rich for allowing me and all of the other hosts to be able to come on the show and, you know, talk about the things that, you know, we do talk about and bring a lot of people on so you're not just hearing stuff from me because I'm not a professional in anything at all. But, you know, definitely I like to bring other people on, you know, so people can, you know, kind of take away from each person that I bring on the show because everybody has something, you know, to bring, you know, to being healthy. So I want to take this time to go ahead and let you, you know, give out your contact information, your social media, you know, so people can follow you. You know, you're definitely an inspiration to me. I need to work out a little bit more. You know, I need to work out a little bit more. Seeing your pictures, I need to get on my job. So, you know, you can definitely be an inspiration, you know, to other people. You know, they may not want to get into what it is you're getting into, but, you know, to be able to see that, you know, it can happen, you know, that it's not just a certain type of people, you know, that we see on, you know, TV that are doing things. We are definitely doing things, and I love to be able to bring that to the show. So let everybody know, you know, where they can follow you and be able to check you out and the things that you do as you progress in your field.
Okay, absolutely. Well, you can first reach me directly at flexfitness.info@gmail.com. Again, that's flexfitness.info@gmail.com. I check my emails 24/7, so if you need any assistance about the dieting, nutrition, things of that nature, or if you're interested in getting involved in the competitive field of bodybuilding, what questions that I can answer, I'll answer for you, or I'll definitely put you into the right direction. Also, you can follow me on Instagram, again, following my transformation and things that I'm doing here in the bodybuilding world at Twins. That's TWINZ 46. That's Twins, TWINZ 46. And also I'm on Facebook at IFBB Pro Brian, Bryan Hubbard, Hubbard. That's IFBB Pro Brian Hubbard. And thank you again for this platform. Again, my motto is healthy mind, healthy body. It just makes sense.
All right. So we're everybody. You can hear my puppy. She's mad. My puppy's very spoiled. So I know y'all hear her. She's a little Yorkie. Her name is Coco. Shout out to her because she's tired of hearing me talk. So she's angry. She wants to go to sleep. So I definitely again thank you, Brian, for being on the show. I was so glad that I was able, you know, to talk to you. I haven't seen you probably about a year. So it's always good to be able to reunite with people and to hear that they're doing something different than when you last seen them. You know, that you hear that people that you know that you're cool with, you know, are definitely doing positive things. So it was good to talk to you, you know, before the show to see, you know, what you have been up to. Like I said, shout out to Al because I was excited when he told me, you know, what you're doing. You know, Al love you. So he was like, you got to get my boy Brian on the show. Oh, he was like, Brian don't want a championship. Get Brian on the show. I'm about to give you his number. But, you know, Al definitely, you know, hooked that up. He was like, y'all my two favorite people. Like, I got to get y'all together. So it was really cool. And, you know, definitely, you know, keep in touch. As always, you got my number now. Definitely keep in touch. You know, I'm following you on Instagram so I can see, you know, what it is that you're doing. Anything that you're in, any type of things that you win, let me know. We're just going to keep having you on the show. We want people to keep, you know, to know what it is, you know, that you're doing because, again, you know, this is a platform. We're here to inspire people.
Absolutely.
You know, definitely here to you know, to make people, you know, better today than they were yesterday. So I'm definitely going to keep in touch. Just let me know. You know my show airs on Tuesdays. So whatever you want to be on the show, whatever it is you're doing, I mean, even if you, you know, I can even talk to your trainer. I would love to interview him. You know, so we can definitely, you know, get that together. I would love to, you know, have him on the show. So since he is here in Atlanta, people here in Atlanta, if they just want a personal trainer, whatever the case, you know, definitely want to get him on the show. I have a lot of trainers that come on and, you know, try to get people to, you know, talk to them, maybe answer questions, or they can go ahead and contact him if, you know, this is something, you know, that they want to do. So, you know, we'll talk about that later. So this is, you know, the end of my segment. Again, this was a great segment, you know, for me because this is someone that I personally know. So definitely shout-outs to you, Brian, again. And this
thank you.
Rich. And everybody, you guys, again, my sale is at midnight. I do it every Tuesday, 20% off, SEB20. Go to SENELEBODY. Check me out. Link is in the bio. And as always, I love all of you guys for tuning in. Thank you so much, Brian. Thank you so much for being on the show. And we are out.
Thank you.
Taking me higher than I've ever been before.
Oh, yeah.
I'm holding it back, just want to shout out, give me more.
Give me more.
You're just a heart of, you're just a feeling. You let my heart escape beyond the meaning. Don't even ask if that way to stop the storm. Oh, baby, it's out of that true, it's going home. But you're just a chance at me, just keep on dreaming. You're just another day that keeps me breathing. Baby, I love the way that they're looking so. Baby, so show me hide away with me some more.
Everybody to the dance floor right away. Put your hands up if you need to hide away. Everybody to the dance floor right away. Put your hands up if you need to hide away. Everybody to the dance floor right away.
Put your hands up if you need to hide away. Everybody to the dance floor right away.
Put your hands up.
Girl, I hate to be the one that has to pull your pretty head out the clouds, take a sweet taste out your mouth. You wanna hide away with the one who can't be found. You might be getting a runaround.
Yeah.
You don't wanna hear it, but I gotta say, you trippin'.
Sure.
Girl, I know you better. I don't care how good he put it down. Damage your vertebrae and your head, boy, make you sick. The other girl screaming, you can't see it cause he got you so. Tell me when you stop caring about the.
Yeah.
That ass brand new. The streets full of bad guys and some nice dudes. That'll turn your heart colder than ice cube. Check yourself before you wreck yourself. Don't be using your cell phone for some extra help.
Go.
When you give me go.
rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nicki Rich Show.
Black Bottle Boss, Ricky Rose. Right now, you locked into the hottest DJ in the city. Here's my new single, Elvis Presley Boulevard, featuring Project Pat from my new album, Hood Billionaire. Huh. Let's get it.
You heard it first there, Ricky Rose. It's the Nicki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. You know, the hottest DJ. You already know. Man, what amazing interview tonight. Shout out to Miss Zoya, Body with Zoya. That was awesome. I told y'all it was Celebrity Tuesdays, and we're going to only bring on the best. I do want to let you guys know that there will be some change in times of our host. So we want everybody to log on to thenickyrichshow.com, and you can find out all the updates. We're excited to grow. We're excited to expand. We got an amazing team here today, and I'm pumped. We're going to continue to build, help build those brands, and we're going to be successful while we do that. So if you tune in Monday through Wednesday from 5 to 7 Pacific Standard Time, then you'll be able to check out our amazing host and all the guests that comes along with that. So once again, 5 to 7 Pacific Standard Time. And do not be afraid to call in anytime, 323-580-5749, and press that 1. And let's not forget that I have also another venture on Power 104 FM where I am hosting. So you can tune in on Thursdays at 4 p.m. And this Thursday, we are pumped because we got Master P. So we want everybody to keep it locked this Thursday, Power 104 FM, Master P. So once again, we'd like to thank everyone tonight for being of the show. We're going to wind things down here a little early tonight. We've had a great show, and, you know, we're going to end it just like that. So I want to tell everybody that you can also get to know me, myself, on my social networking site at Miss Nicki Rich on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And you can go to the Nicki Rich Show social media as well, which is at Nicki Rich Show LA. And you can hashtag it, and you can find us there. So, you know, with no further ado, we're going to wind it down by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end tonight by saying God bless. God bless you all, and have a great night.
Pills and potions, we're overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you. Even though what you was doing wasn't tasteful, even though you out here looking so ungrateful, I'ma keep it moving, be classy and graceful. I told them it's no friends in the game, you ain't learned that yet. All the bridges you came over, don't burn that yet. Niggas want respect, but niggas ain't earned that yet. Self-righteous and entitled, but they swearing on the Bible that they love you, and really they no different from all your rivals. But I still don't wish death on them, I just reflect on them. Pills and potions, overdosing. I'm angry, but I still love you. Pills and potions, we're overdosing. Can't stand it, but I still love you.
I still love. support you when it's beneficial. I'ma forgive, I won't forget, but I'ma dead the issue. Soon as you out of niggas' lives, it's when they start to miss you. They see you doing good, now it's kinda hard to diss you. Niggas be sick when they remember all the bad they wished you. Niggas be mad when they can't come and live lavish with you. But I sped off in the Benzie. I see the envy when I'm causing a frenzy. So I pop pills for 'em. Cop cribs in the hills on 'em.
Pills and potions.